We're joined in the media center by our Traxxas Nitro Shootout for Top Fuel winner, Steve Torrance. His first win in this specialty event, $100,000 payday. This was his third final round appearance. He earned his berth with his win at Charlotte 1, and he defeated Clay Milliken, Doug Kalita, and then Tony to get the win, and he has six wins this season. This is a pretty special season that you and your team are clicking off, and this just kind of adds to what you guys have got going on right now.
Absolutely. You know, it's just icing on the cake to come out here to go to Indy, be able to race in the Traxxas Shootout, and just thanks to Mike Jenkins and all those guys at Traxxas that put this on. This is an unbelievable deal, and you know, when you come out here and you race for 100 grand and it's a race within a race, just the competition level is at its highest. You know, these guys, this is the baddest eight guys in drag racing. So when you go out there, you got to bring your A game every lap, and we were able to, you know, come out with a win. We've been here, like you said, this is our third final at the Traxxas Shootout, and every one of them I remember very well. They were really close races, and just, you know, won or lost on the tree, and then the cars are just hauling butt. So we go out there and to pull it off, to be able to finally close the deal on the Traxxas Shootout's been on my bucket list, so to say, for drag racing. And you know, these guys, this has been an unbelievable season, and what they've been able to accomplish, and the race car that they've given me, not just today and not the last couple races, but all season long, has been the best race car that I've ever been able to drive, and I'm glad to be part of the team. And you know, confidence is at an all-time high, and when you go out there and are able to drive a race car that you know that you can take off first, you know that it's going to react when you hit the gas, and you know that it can outrun the guy beside you almost every time, it's definitely in your head as a driver that you walk around a little bit of swagger, not cockiness, but you just know that you got the biggest gun at the place right now, and it's a great feeling, and especially going into tomorrow and then race day here at Indy, it's a huge boat of confidence, not only for myself but for the guys.
Tony Schumacher's had such, you know, success at this event, and does that get? Did you think about that when you came up there, or do you just know that your car's running so strong that it didn't matter maybe who was in that lane next to you?
No, it doesn't matter. Tony Schumacher, I mean, that guy's been out here and done anything and everything it is, but he's getting old, and you know, I talk a little trash to him, and I just told him down there, I said, we dismantled the machine. So I'd been better at the gate all day long, and I knew that, being that this was a qualifying session, he probably wouldn't try to go up there and rob any from the tree. That's what he did to me in the final here last year, and so it was redemption. That guy's accomplished anything and everything that you could in drag racing, and I have a lot of respect for him. I talk a lot of trash to him, but, I mean, he is 7- or 8-time world champion because he's good. So it didn't bother me. I knew that we had a better race car. I knew that I'd been better at the gate, so I went up there and did my job. It's part of it, and like I said, that goes all the way back to that confidence in the race car that that whole group of Capco boys have given me.
You've won Indy before, Alcohol Dragster, runner-up 3 out of the last 4 years here in Top Fuel. What does Top Fuel win mean here?
You know, you win Indy the first time, and it doesn't mean nearly as much to you as going to the final 3 more times and not getting it done. And it would be a huge accomplishment to me to be able to win Indy. I think that if you can go out here and you can win championships and you can win every race you want to, but if you don't win Indy, it doesn't complete your career. And I feel like that we've been close, really, really close, within a couple thou last year, and I feel that it's one of those things that you have to do to complete a drag racing career as a professional driver. And we're striving to that as hard as we can, but it would be a huge accomplishment for us, and we would enjoy and savor the victory much more than I did the first time when I won it in Alcohol.
Maybe you need to come visit me at my shop before you run the Nationals, remember? Can you visit me the first time?
I did.
The Alcohol deal?
The first time that I ever came here was 2005. I came by and visited Rue Man and hung out at his shop for a little bit, and I was driving an Alcohol car back then that was very reminiscent to the race car that I have right now. Just go out, take off first, win the race, and go home, and you get the trophy, and you're like, oh, this is easy. But it's not easy at all. And I mean, you work really hard, and you do a lot of you sacrifice and put a lot of hard hours into the success that we're having, and we get the opportunity to celebrate in Winter Circle at the Big Go again. I tell you, it's going to be a rough night and a long next day.
What about the number one seed? You got a chance to take that from Antron.
We do have a chance to take that, and I mean, that's in itself, that's a little mental advantage going into the countdown, because that's 30 points, and these points are hard to get. I mean, you're scratching and clawing and fighting for every one of them all year long. We dropped the ball there in Seattle, went out first round, and just underestimated Terry. I mean, the guy goes out there and goes 72 and hands it to us. So that was our mistake, and it cost us ultimately, you know, having a cushion coming into here to keep that number one position. So we're going to work really hard and do all we can on Monday to fight back and keep that Matco car behind us, because those Schumacher cars are tough always. We're a one-car team out here battling against, you know, hell, they got the Army behind them and Matco behind them and Papa John's behind them. We got some old hillbilly pipeliners in Kilgore, Texas behind us. I think we're a rougher group of guys, though. We can get it done if we have to.
Like a four-car team when I was in the shop the other day.
Oh, yeah, they got all
Scotty's
kinds.
Scotty's car.
Yeah.
Ashley's car there and your dad's.
Yeah. Oh, I got a bunch of cars over there, but they don't all run full-time.
Susan, guys, anybody?
How many guns will this buy?
Oh, this won't even buy the weekend to race at Indy. Well, no, it's 100 grand is a huge deal. That's what we enjoy racing for, but it's like winning the Big Bud Shootout. This is the Traxa Shootout. And when you come out here and you win this deal, your name goes in a short list of people that to do it. And we've been close to – we've been in the final more than half the years that they've had their races. We just hadn't been able to seal the deal and get it done. So I'm tired of being on the L side of the final round, and we were on the W side this time. That makes it a lot more gratifying.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
How are you, Rick Green?
Thank you, guys.